Today, most of the world is celebrating the transition from one year to the next, and I want to wish you and your families a blessed and peace-filled new year. But the church herself is celebrating something greater. We are celebrating Christmas, and we are on the vigil of the octave day of Christmas, celebrating the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. This title of Mary as the Mother of God was officially given to her at the Council of Ephesus in the year 431. She was called the Theotokos, the God-bearer. In our gospel today, we heard again the story of Christmas, how the shepherds, having heard from the angel that today in the city of David a Savior would be born for them, they went in haste to Bethlehem and there found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. With the birth of Jesus, something entirely new happened. There was a new event that changed the course of history. The shepherds had worked in the fields by the sweat of their brow. They were under the oppression of a Roman government. And still they carried on, but they had hoped for a Messiah. And now finding the child and his mother, their hopes and dreams were realized. They were filled with exceeding joy, and they told everyone else about what had happened. Truly, a Savior had been born. That is the real message of Christmas. St. Paul, though, tells us in the letter to the Galatians that in the fullness of time, God sent his only Son to be born of a woman, to be born under the law. He didn't say to be born by means of a woman, but to be born of a woman. Truly, the child in the manger is not only the Son of God, but he's the child of Mary. Therefore, Mary is the Mother of God. But in being the child of Mary, it means that the eternal Word entered history and assumed a human nature, which was united to his divine nature, a human nature that had been fallen and wounded by the sin of our first parents, and which now he had come to redeem. Yes, God sent his Son in the fullness of time to be born of a woman, to be born under the law, to save us from our sins. That is the good news the angel proclaimed to the shepherds, that for today in the city of David is born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. But that Savior has a mother, a truly human mother who gave him his human nature and his flesh, a flesh in which he also suffered and died for us upon the cross to redeem us. And so today we honor Mary as the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. Before the reforms of the Second Vatican Council, however, this day was celebrated as the feast of the circumcision of Jesus. And I think it's important not to lose sight of that. In fact, our gospel concludes with the words, "When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Circumcision, of course, was a sign of belonging to the Jewish people, a sign of the covenant God made with Abraham. When Jesus was circumcised, we had the shedding of the first drops of his precious blood, the blood of redemption, by which heaven and earth are united, by which man and woman are united, by which Jew and Gentile are united. His precious blood was shed for us. And he was named Jesus, which means God saves. God saves. That is what the whole Christmas season is about. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to save us from our sins. We have a God who cares about us and who wants to save us. And not only do we have a God who cares about us and wants to save us, we have a mother. The mother of Jesus is also our mother, and she never ceases to plead for us before the face of her Son. And so we should be confident in the power of Jesus' name and in the power of Mary's prayers for us, that we can live the life that we've been called to live, that we were first called to in our baptism. So we remember Mary as Mother of God. We remember the importance of Jesus' circumcision and of the holy name of Jesus on this day. But the church also designates the first of the year as the World Day for Peace. Our world certainly needs peace. But Jesus offers us peace, a peace that the world cannot give. St. Paul says that Christ himself is our peace. He reconciles east and west, north and south, heavens and earth, Jew and Gentile. He gives us peace of heart through the forgiveness of our sins. We could think about our world today. We could think about the conflicts in our world, ongoing conflicts and wars in Syria, Iraq, Nigeria, Ethiopia. Millions of children and women are about to starve in Yemen, and no one seems to care. The evil one divides God's family. And even in the church, we see great division between conservatives and liberals, between those who are in favor of the Pope and those who are against the Pope. We see it in our communities, in the political divisions that exist in our country. I cannot think of a time in my life when we have been more divided. But we should not be surprised when we push God to the margins of our life. St. Alphonsus Liguori, I quoted him yesterday. He says, "If God is lost, all is lost." But Mary is the mother of God. She gave us her son, who is also God, and who is the Prince of Peace. And so as we think about this past year and as we look forward to the new year, let us all commit ourselves to working earnestly for peace and to praying to Jesus and Mary for the gift of peace. As we think about 2018 and this year that has gone by, it's very easy to think about and to name, as I just did, many of the things that went wrong. But I would invite you to take some time today to think about some of the things that went right, the blessings and graces God gave you during the year, the things he taught you, the mercy he showed you, how his providential hand led you through difficult times and difficult decisions, and how that same hand blessed you and your families. Today is the day of following the example of Mary and keeping all these things and reflecting on them in our hearts, the many blessings that God has given us. And at the same time, to think about and set goals, especially spiritual goals, for the new year. The type of life we really want to be living. The type of faith we really want to be putting into action. The type of son or daughter of God we really want to be. It's also a time, I think, to think about our loved ones who have gone to rest in the peace of Christ during this past year, to give thanks to God for them in our lives. Some were taken at a ripe old age, others too quickly. But let us thank God for giving us the blessings of family and friendship and communion with them in Christ. And let us pray for them that they might enter more fully into the peace of heaven. As Christmas continues, I would encourage you to go time and time again to Mary and to her son Jesus, the God who saves, and place before them your prayers, your intentions, your hopes and dreams. One thing is certain, and the shepherds knew this, that the word of God that was spoken to them through the angel was true. God is a father who hears the cries of his people. He is a father who keeps his promises. And if you turn to him and open your heart to him and to his divine Son, born of the Virgin, he will grant your heart's deepest desire. He will give you the gift of his peace. As the new year dawns, may the Christ child fill your hearts and homes with joy, love, and peace.